Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has over 120 podcasts containing information about aviation technologies and pilot experiences for general and business aviation, from home to cockpit to boardroom to personal tech. Plain Talk provides information for pilots, industry insiders, and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 2,200 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week with over 30 years experience in the technology, telecommunications, and aviation industries. Hi, I'd like to welcome at Sun and Fun 2024, a really cool cat, into the Plain Talk cockpit, Ryan McBride, head of community for a little organization. I'm sure you've heard of them, ForeFlight, now a Boeing company. Ryan, welcome to the Plain Talk cockpit.
Thank you, Phil. It's good to be here and really excited to be back at Sun and Fun with beautiful weather today, which is always nice here.
Well, great to have you here, and just been an incredible first day at Sun and Fun.
It's been awesome. You know, this morning we had a couple ForeFlight courses, education courses, which were packed, got to talk to customers, get feedback. And after that, we were at the Sun and Fun Innovation Preview talking about some fun new stuff we're working on that maybe we'll talk about it in this conversation. And
sure.
It's been great.
ForeFlight's just so awesome with coming out with new features literally month over month. And of course, with the instant update capability of ForeFlight, allowing ForeFlight users to have the latest, greatest version without a lot of fuss and muss.
Yeah, we committed a while back, years ago, to a monthly release frequency. So there is literally a new version of ForeFlight out every month. And, when we're happy with features, when they're ready, they go out the door that month. And so we've already had three releases this year and a fourth one coming up soon.
Amazing. That must keep the developers, the QA folks, all the back office folks just hopping.
Yeah, it's definitely an exciting time at ForeFlight. We've grown a lot over the past couple of years. You know, when I joined ForeFlight originally, back in 2013, we were 20-something people, and today we are pushing 500. So we've grown quite a bit, and, you know, that growth is due to our incredible customer base and how passionate people are about the product, and more and more people want to use ForeFlight every day for their flying, which is a privilege.
That's just quite the success story, like startup, 20 people when you come in 2013, now over 500. You must have seen a lot of changes at ForeFlight.
Yeah, it's interesting. Some things have certainly changed as we've grown out of necessity, really. But a lot of things culturally at the company are exactly like they were on day one. You know, I remember back when I initially joined, a little over 10 years ago, it was like 20 of us sitting in a co-working space in downtown Austin on 6th Street. And, you know, we would hack away at different ideas. We'd go flying. We'd think, wouldn't it be cool if the app could have done this for me on this flight? And we'd come back that night and we'd work on it and we'd try to make it happen. And that sort of drive, that curiosity to go out and use your own product and experience it for yourself and tie that experience into like the roadmap and what comes next, that is totally the same today. That's how we operate.
From my perspective, the product isn't being developed in a vacuum. It's real time, real life, pilots inside ForeFlight that are saying, hey, gee whiz, what about this? And I understand as you're the head of community, part of what you do is to engage with ForeFlight customers.
That's right.
To really understand what's the next feature and how do I translate that into tech talk for our back office engineers. What's that like?
Totally. Yeah. You know, aviation people are very passionate and ForeFlight customers in particular are extremely passionate, which is great. And one of the things I enjoy most about my role is engaging with customers at events like this, Sun and Fun, you know, air shows all over the country, as well as just virtually, remotely, and learning from customers about what they're utilizing in the app, what's valuable to them, what maybe they would like to see improved, and taking that information and bringing it back to the team and huddling with it and translating that into real work, real improvements or new features over time. And so, you know, I'm very fortunate to be able to work sort of across the company from engineering to design to product management to strategy. And so I'm kind of at the intersection of everything, and I really enjoy that. It's a lot of fun.
And I think, as you said, the intersection of new technology, I think we all recognize the role that AI or artificial intelligence plays. And what does that look like from a ForeFlight in-cockpit perspective?
Yeah, so, you know, I think back to when the founders initially founded ForeFlight back in 2007, Tyson Wise and Jason Miller. You know, they were inspired by the iPhone, which was really a step change in consumer tech at the time. And they saw the potential that the iPhone had and saw it through. And here we are, iPad, et cetera, today. I feel similarly about where we are right now as an industry with artificial intelligence. You know, a big part of what we've been focusing on at ForeFlight over, I would say, the past 2-3 years has been predictive functionality. So, for example, the application has a variety of configurable alerts. It can tell you about traffic ahead, or it can tell you that you're coming up on airspace, or that you're climbing into a TFR, lots of different criteria. I see the value of AI from a customer-facing perspective in the EFB probably being initially enhancing predictive functionality. I mean, the national airspace system is dynamic, incredibly complex. Weather, as we all know, is complex and dynamic. I think there's a lot of potential, and this is something that we're thinking about at the company. You know, we have a whole division of ForeFlight called ForeFlight Labs, where we have a variety of engineers, designers, product managers working on big ideas, long-term future stuff that we think has the potential to really disrupt and change how people think of what an EFB can do. And AI is a big part of that. Very excited to continue to explore that and see how AI can make the experience better for our customers.
And certainly with the integration of ADS-B data into ForeFlight and ADS-B becoming more ubiquitous, as we all know, certainly with the FAA mandate that happened in 2020 and the new Canadian mandates that are on the books. I think the predictive element is to help keep pilots safe from other pilots. I can tell you a story. I'm short final in the Commander 114 that I fly into runway 33 at Toronto Buttonville Airport. Short final, making all the calls, and these two commercial instructor pilots working on their twin rating in a Seminole take the numbers, and off they go. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have that predictive tool where it alerts them, hey, there's an airplane on short final, you are not supposed to go.
Absolutely.
And to avoid a nasty midair.
Yeah, and I think, you know, traffic awareness is a big part of where we're heading with predictive features in the app. We just shipped a month or two ago aircraft on runway alerts. So as you're coming on, if you're turning on final, if you have an ADS-B source connected and ForeFlight recognizes that an aircraft has entered the runway, we'll alert you to that. But I think there's, you know, that's what's happening now, right? That's observational data. I think the predictive power is really in giving a pilot's insight into what could happen in the future, right? Based on an aircraft's trajectory, based on the history of that aircraft's trajectory, what might that aircraft be doing next to better plan ahead? I think that's really where some of the AI models and the machine learning techniques can come into play.
Yeah, it really seems from the data that the high areas of risk is within the airport environment, as opposed to crews and, you know, on your way on a cross country, you know, et cetera.
The other area, you know, in terms of prediction and just awareness is, in terms of pilot proficiency is you know, we ForeFlight acquired Cloud Ahoy in April of last year. And Cloud Ahoy, you know, we're utilizing some interesting techniques there to analyze flights that customers have flown and quantify the proficiency that pilot exhibited on that flight. I think particularly for larger fleets like flight schools, et cetera, the ability to analyze that data at scale and see trends and forecast potential trends and maybe make changes before an issue occurs, for example, is a really useful application of artificial intelligence.
So really bridging the gap essentially into HR.
Essentially to
human resources.
Yeah. Well, so the other thing, you know, about data is, you know, at ForeFlight, we take data privacy extremely seriously. And so no customer data, whether it's flight data or any other sort of data, is ever given out to third parties without explicit customer approval. And so that's something we take quite seriously.
Why don't we switch gears a little bit and talk about ForeFlight Voyager and Apple Vision Pro?
Yeah, so you know, these are the two things that we've been thinking about a lot, AI and AR, right? And AR, for those who may not be familiar, augmented reality, you know, slightly different than VR, virtual reality, in that you're augmenting a view of the real world rather than replacing a view of the real world. We were very excited when Apple announced the Vision Pro, and we couldn't wait to get our hands on one. We've invested a lot in visualization in the past couple of years at ForeFlight, so we built our own 3D engine that powers a lot of the mapping views, the 3D views in ForeFlight, and it's built on what's called Metal. And Metal is the Apple API that drives graphics processing. And the cool thing about that is any Apple device, any modern Apple device, can make use of these APIs. And so we took our existing 3D tech, and once we got our hands on a Vision Pro, we were able to apply that to the new platform and start tinkering and thinking about, you know, what are some ideas, some proofs of concept that we could get out the door and get feedback on quickly, and that would make sense in an AR context. And so we created ForeFlight Voyager, and it's available now. It's a free app. It's on the Apple Vision Pro App Store, and it is a 3D representation of every airport environment with accurate satellite overlay and terrain overlay, plus live traffic. So live traffic feed, fully interactive. You can move the airport around, zoom in, tap on aircraft, literally touch them in space. You know, the latest version of Voyager, which just came out, we've integrated live air traffic control feeds as well. So when you go to the airport view, you can tune into tower or approach or ground, and it's amazing. And we think AR has huge potential long term to improve situational awareness for GA pilots.
So with ubiquitous 5G, 5G plus, uber fast cellular networks in cockpit, do you see a day when, you know, pilots might be wearing Vision Pro and using Voyager as that extra safety tool?
I think the potential is there. There's a lot of obstacles to get there from where we are today. Some of them are technical obstacles. Some of them are policy obstacles. Some of them are cultural. And so we think the potential is there, and we're going to chip away slowly at AR features within Voyager. You know, one of the reasons we started with the Voyager app is because it's an on-ground feature, right? It doesn't interface at all in flight. And, you know, for all the reasons I just mentioned. But we're always trying new things. Our ForeFlight Labs team is always cooking up new ideas, and we're going to continue to develop for the platform. And, you know, this version of Vision Pro is the worst it will ever be, right? It will only get better from here. And so we're optimistic that the technology has huge potential in GA.
So it sounds like ForeFlight Labs would be akin to the Lockheed Skunkworks.
Skunkworks, yeah, it's our own little internal Skunkworks for sure. Yeah.
Do they have a cool little logo?
Well, I think we have a little. Yeah, internally we use a little like science, little beaker with bubbles coming out.
Oh,
of it,
but fun!
Yeah,
very fun. So you know, we have this up in Canada. Transport Canada is looking at changing some of the VFR night rules in Canada. We have to have a night rating, a little different than our American brethren. And night vision goggles, setting aside the $50 Amazon stuff, are horribly expensive.
Yeah.
And I'm, of course, a little curious about how ForeFlight, Voyager, and Apple can fill that potential regulatory compliance gap.
Yeah, it's super interesting. I think the form factor that the Vision Pro has right now needs to continue to evolve. There are basic things like field of view, et cetera, equip sensors on the device. But I agree. I think night vision, enhancing vision just in general, whether it's at night or in IMC, whatever, I think is a perfect problem to be solved by augmented reality solutions. And I think Vision Pro, there's definitely some opportunity there to try some ideas out. So it's definitely something we're looking at.
Yeah, I mean, if we think about the whole evolution of Apple's technology, it's gotten lighter, faster, smaller, more powerful.
Absolutely.
And they've delivered a complete end-to-end ecosystem that I think has fast-tracked the consumerization of IT for the older IT folks in the audience.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of reasons that ForeFlight has been exclusive to the Apple platform for many years. I will say, not speaking for ForeFlight, just speaking as a consumer, as a user of Apple products, the platform consistency, the sort of cohesive experience moving from one Apple device to another is, in my opinion, one of the biggest draws to the platform. And, you know, just for those who haven't used Vision Pro before, you know, you put it on and it's like staring through an iPad. I mean, it's you know, you have a home screen and you can move your windows around and you have all your standard iOS apps. And you can even put ForeFlight Mobile, a ForeFlight Mobile window in Vision Pro. It'll mirror what's on an iPad or iPhone and it'll put it, you can move it around in your space. And so that platform consistency is what allows those apps to, like, move from platform to platform easily. Same hardware stack, et cetera. Same software stack, I should say.
So as we think about the connected community, so do you see a world where student pilots, IFR pilots, et cetera, will get connected in that AR world with their flight instructors and fly a flight and get feedback?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely possible. You know, there's obviously been a huge flight training boom, and we have a lot of new student pilots being onboarded to ForeFlight and using the application. Of course, we have a lot of CFIs who use the application. So one of the things that we're doing is on the community team is thinking about how do we augment that experience between instructor and student and modernize it, right? Make it easier, make it more seamless, not just to, like, find a CFI and go on a lesson, but to debrief, right? To think about what are the things we did on this flight? What are things we can do better? What are we going to do next time? AR, because there's a sense of depth when you're looking through an AR device like the Vision Pro, something like a track log or a Cloud Ahoy debrief inherently has more depth. It feels more tangible, and it's just a more tangible experience, one that's more memorable. And so I'm hopeful that AR tech like Vision Pro will enhance flight training over time. Yeah, for sure.
Well, this has been an amazing conversation. I promise I won't tell a soul, Ryan. What's on the horizon at ForeFlight?
The horizon for ForeFlight. You know, one of the things, you know, I mentioned about how much the company's grown over the past few years. And one of the reasons for that growth is because we started out serving U.S. GA pilots. We serve a lot more types of customers than that today, from business aviation, defense, commercial aviation. And all of these pilots have unique needs. They have different problems to solve, different ways of operating. And so we're thinking about how do we take some of the features that are available or that we're making for a certain type of customer and tweak those ideas and make them more relevant for a different type of customer. And so I think over time, you know, people are going to expect ForeFlight, some of the features that are available to different type of customers to trickle down to whatever tier they're in. Or, you know, another thing that I think is on the horizon in the short term is better prediction, as we talked about, right? So utilizing the sort of a fusion of data sources and giving pilots information just before they realize they need it, right? In context, ForeFlight has never been a decision-making product. It doesn't make a decision for the pilot, right? It only provides them more context for making good decisions. And I think through AI and a variety of other technologies we're working on, we're going to be able to give pilots a little bit more confidence in their decision-making and a little more context when they fly.
And facilitating that go-no-go decision.
Absolutely. The go-no-go decision, super important. And, you know, debriefing. You know, we talked about the Cloud Ahoy acquisition. We're really focused on flight training and debriefing right now. And we believe every pilot should be debriefing their flight in the highest resolution they can, right? And so, you know, we're thinking about how do we bring a lot more interesting debriefing functionality to a larger audience.
Well, Ryan, thank you so much for jumping into the Plane Talk cockpit. Any final thoughts for the audience?
Final thoughts. It's great to be back at Sun and Fun. Always a privilege to be here and talk to customers. It is so inspiring to talk to people who are using ForeFlight every day to see what they're doing with it, to see the problems it's solving, how it's keeping people safer. And so I would just say for anyone listening, you know, if you have feedback on ForeFlight or things you'd like to see in the product or whatever it may be, send us an email, team@foreflight.com, or send me an email directly, ryan@foreflight.com, and I'd love to chat.
Super awesome. Again, thank you so much, Ryan.
Thanks, Phil.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at planetalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at plaintalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast.